Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Magnificent Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Lord have mercy. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. Before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Miss Terry Remsen. Thank you so much for joining us, my love. And family, be sure to purchase her new hit, debut album, Threads of Love, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this captivating singer, songwriter, Lord have mercy, she just very incredibly gifted artist, and my goodness, she is captivating looking. Sam Era, Lord have mercy. We got some new music on the way from her. Of course we do. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the gifted and very talented Sam Era. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. But you know what? I have a little bone to pick with you to begin this broadcast. Now, how are you going to bless us, or how are you going to bless us or tease us with two slices of cheesecake and not provide us with a full meal? That's not right, young lady. That's not right.
Well, I have actually three singles out now. My last single just dropped on Friday. And it's called All I Need, so it's available on all platforms right now. And my album's coming in January, so there's going to be a full cheesecake in January.
So we got to wait a whole month. Okay, we can be patient. Yeah. We can be patient. So for those out there who are not familiar with who you are, can you tell the listeners who Sam Era is and what do you represent as an artist?
Well, that's a great question. So as an artist, I think what I'm really trying to do with my message and my songs, lyrics, is really help speak to women. So I've gone through quite a few different ordeals with some tumultuous relationships in the past. And I think the hardest part of it sometimes is feeling like you're alone in your thoughts and your feelings. And so I kind of really want to bring together, a lot of the women who are, in between that ages of, 18 to 29, and you're still figuring things out, and you might, need a little bit of a support system. You might want to listen to some songs, relate to them, and that's kind of what my message is. But really, it could be for anybody who's going through any kind of relationship woes. I mean, my album is called Songs for the Broken Heart, so you're going to probably hear about everything,
Okay. It can be somewhat challenging for anyone to show that kind of transparency as far as the things that they have gone through on their own personal journey. For you, do you see, as far as your life experiences and being able to incorporate that in your music, has it become somewhat very therapeutic for you to do that, to share so much of yourself?
Oh, yeah, no, it totally has become very therapeutic. And it's actually crazy because I kind of can listen to this album that and an album that comes out in January. I wrote a couple of years ago, but we've been working on it for so long because we wanted to perfect production and everything like that. So I can listen to it and almost feel transported back into time and those feelings and the emotions that I was dealing with at that time. And, to kind of be able to reflect on that is very therapeutic. And, I think I said this in Hype magazine, but hindsight is 2020. And you can kind of, you know, always look back on things and recognize what you did wrong. And, you know, even though it's unfortunate I didn't know some of those things at that time, it's great because I can use, you know, my songs as a teaching tool for not only myself, but hopefully for other people to, you know, not make some of those mistakes moving forward.
Well, you know what? I've never looked at life as far as you said, you know, we make mistakes. I said, you know what? It's just a part of the journey, because how are we ever going to know what life is really about unless we experience the pitfalls? Because it helps us become better people. It makes us stronger. And you're able to pass on that knowledge to other people and say, hey, look, this is my life experience. I'm seeing some instances that you're going through the same thing. So if I can sit up here and incorporate some of the things that I've gone through, that means you're able to help a lot of people out there. As you said, a lot of young ladies out there that may have gone through or experienced the same things that you have went through in the past, mm-hmm. and you're helping. What has it been like for you? Because you've got a lot of positive love and feedback. What is it like for you to, as an artist, to get that kind of love and feedback and saying, wow, I am making a difference with my music?
Oh, it's awesome. It's like 100% why I keep, you know, doing what I'm doing. And I think there are some artists out there that can kind of feel like, well, I'm just doing it for me. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. I'm definitely not that person. I definitely love to hear people's feedback. Even if it's not the most positive, I want to take it and I want to improve upon it, because I mentioned, I do have a message in my art that I want people to hear and I want them to relate to. So I want people to be able to listen to the songs and enjoy them and, you know, feel the emotions and hopefully relate to that. So I think that's kind of what keeps me motivated to keep going and to keep doing what I'm doing is getting that feedback from people.
You know what? I've had the pleasure to speak a lot, just not with you, but so many incredible artists. And a lot of the female artists that I've spoken with, they say, you know what, Teddy Bear? The biggest obstacle that I've experienced in this industry, because it is a business first and foremost, I want them to respect me as an artist. I want them to respect mm-hmm. me with the gifts that I bring to the table. And it's kind of hard and very challenging when you have people strictly look at you from an image standpoint. They see the looks, yeah. they see the eyes, they see the figure, and they say, that's all fine and good, but I need some substance. I want you to respect me as an artist. Can you tell the listeners out there, sometimes it can be somewhat challenging for people to look at you beyond the facade and look at you and respect you as an artist, not just an artist, but as a very gifted songwriter?
Yeah, I mean, that is hard. It is difficult. It's a very male-dominated industry, and you know, it can be hard to be respected in the same capacity, but I also think as women, you know, we're given certain tools that we can definitely utilize to our advantage. And, you know, somebody's going to look at a picture of me and say, oh, I wonder, you know, what she does, and go to my page and see that I, you know, have songs out and listen to one of my songs. You know, that's a great tool for me to utilize to help expose myself as an artist and as a singer, which is primarily, you know, what I want to do. But I do understand, you know, in the industry that there is a lot of male domination, but I think that women are really building and we're making a voice for ourselves. And, you know, especially with, you know, artists like SZA and Summer Walker, you know, coming out with these albums where they're really kind of speaking from, you know, the female liberation in terms of, you know, relationships and things like that. And I think it's great to finally offer that perspective, you know.
Now, I find it interesting, an artist that you just mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, you said SZA, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. The reason why is I find it interesting because I remember once she got in and she had all this fame thrust upon her, and a little bit over a year later, she says, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. She couldn't mm-hmm. handle as far as the pressure of being an artist, the expectations, the fans. And I'm like, wait a minute. You didn't expect that when you first got, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility when you're an artist, and then you build a strong listenership. People want more of you. Have you already set yourself up mentally and emotionally for that kind of bombardment where people want more of who you are? They want to know who you are, a lot more of who you are from a personal standpoint.
Yeah, that's a great question. I try not to get too far ahead of myself, so I'm kind of taking it one day at a time in terms of, you know, right. the successes I have, I'm happy to have, but I don't know if I'm going to be at that level anytime soon. If I could be, that would be great. And I think I'll just, you know, probably handle it from there. But I mean, I am a pretty open person when it comes to most of the things that I've gone through in my life, and you'll hear about pretty much everything in the record, you know? So I think people won't really have too many questions to ask because my lyrical content is so open in the record. But if they want to know more about me, you know, I will definitely, I'm willing to share, you know, the things that I think people will learn from. And I think that there's nothing wrong with being open and honest with yourself. I also, you know, there is, you know, a point where it may be invasive of your privacy, but I think it's up to you to set those boundaries.
Without question. I mean, that's the thing that I'm still dealing with now with the whole inventation use of social media, because it's enough is never enough. They want to know every aspect of what you're doing 24 hours a day. And it's like, it's really incredible. But I think it's also a positive use too, where an artist can really get out there and just get mm-hmm. their music in touch so many people internationally. You know what? I want you to step back. I don't want you to be Sam Era, the artist. I just want you to be a consumer for a second, just a consumer, a music consumer, mm-hmm. aficionado, so to speak. If you went into a record store, and I know they don't exist here in the States anymore, but if you went to the record store and you seen your music and you had a chance to listen to it, what do you think that Sam Era brings that really gravitate to you to get and possibly buy her music? What do you bring different to the table?
Well, I think number one is I'm very, very hands-on with not only, you know, every single song. There's 13 songs on my album. Every single song I've completely written by myself. You know, of course, if there's featuring artists, they wrote their parts, but I write all of my own music. So I think I really have a message and a story to tell through my lyrics. And I'm also very hands-on with my production and my sound. I play some instruments as well, and there's a track on the record that's called The Fields Part One that I got to produce as well. And, you know, I've played a hand as a producer on all of the tracks on the record, but that one specifically I did help with a lot of the production. So it's kind of close to my heart. And I think it's a really original sound because I'm coming from so many different types of backgrounds. So I grew up singing, you know, opera, and I did jazz and scatting in high school. And then I also got super into, you know, rock and, you know, the classic artists like Led Zeppelin, things like that when I was in high school. And then when I got to college, kind of started developing more interest in urban sounds. And Kanye is a huge inspiration in a lot of the songs on the record. And I think you're going to find a different sound than you've heard from anyone else because I've been able to fuse all of these different types of genres together.
Now, I must admit, you had me at hello when you said Led Zeppelin. I'm dating myself a little bit, but that's all right. I'm cool with that.
No, Led Zeppelin's so cool. You're not dating yourself.
I'm really dating myself. Led Zeppelin, my goodness. Well, family, for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Sam Era. Listening to your music, and I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics and transparency, because don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with having the quote-unquote booty-shaking music. I'm not knocking that. I'm not hating on that. But I think as in everything in life, there has to be some type or some kind of balance. Listening to your music, I find it to be very revealing without even first speaking to you. It tells me a lot about who you are as a person. They always say eyes are the windows to the soul. And I also believe that an artist, when they go about the process of expressing themselves through music, you really, truly get a sense of who they are, what part of the journey they are in this particular life. Right now, how have you seen your songwriting, I would have to say, go up? How have you seen it sort of mature more than it would be maybe 3 or 4 years ago? Where do you figure you're at right now as a songwriter?
That's a great question. I think I have a lot better of a sense of melody now. I think you know, I used to write songs that, you know, I kind of had to string them together and work a little bit harder to make it all work together. But I think my writing is a little bit more fluid now. I think I can sit down and write a whole song and have every part of it finished, whereas before I would kind of write sections at a time. I also think I have become a lot more brave with my lyrical content too. You know, I'm working on a second record right now, which will be releasing in the summertime. So okay. At that point in time, next summer, so in summer of 2019, and at that point in time, you'll kind of be able to see how I've matured, and I'm a little bit more candid and maybe more upfront in my lyrical content in the second record.
Well, the teddy bear definitely appreciates that. Again, I'm not knocking a lot of the artists, but I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics and transparency because, I mean, you have people out there like myself. We need something that we can find relatable. It's good to sit up and have the fast music, but we want something that's real, something we can touch, that we can grasp upon. I mean, like I like to use that adage, like Linus's blanket. We want to feel comfortable. We want to feel safe. We want to feel sound. We want to feel we're listening to an artist that we can stick our teeth into, someone that we can hold on to forever, not just be the flavor of the month. What is the end result for you as an artist? Do you want to be the flavor of the month, or do you want to have a true bona fide legacy as a great artist?
I definitely would lean more towards the latter. You know, I've been writing for so many years now. I've probably got at least 100 songs that have never seen the light of day. And so I have a huge catalog that I would love people to be able to hear one day. And I want to be able to tell a story and continue to write as I grow and as I learn from my experiences and have my audience grow with me. So that's definitely what I'm looking to do. I'm not looking to be a one-hit wonder by any means, not to knock the people that are. I think, you know, we all got to do our own thing. But I would hope that I would be able to go on more of a journey.
Well, we're going to start the journey today, so far be it. For the teddy bear to deprive the listeners out there from great music, let's get into it. The incredibly talented Sam Era with Nothing Was the Same. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Can you tell me that you love me?
talented Sam Era, Lord have mercy, with Nothing Was the Same, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, be sure to get all the latest updates. Make sure you follow and support this very talented artist. You can stop by her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/ Sam Era Music. Now you have us, I'm here in the studio, and my all of my comrades and workers in the studio, they are salivating, waiting for this new album in January. My goodness, how many tracks do you have already just submitted, ready to go right now for the album?
So actually, all 13 of them are already done, and they've been done since, I think, about April or May. So we've just kind of been, you know, sitting on the material, really, you know, figuring out, you know, the best way to release everything. And, you know, finally, all of it's going to be out on January 11th. So it's very, very exciting. And, you know, it's years of hard work. And huge shout out and thanks to my producer and manager, Devin Hancock, who has done an amazing job with this album, too. And it wouldn't have really happened without him. So we're very excited to get it out into the world.
Now, I must ask, you know, like the great Stan Lee once said, with great power comes great responsibility. So we're going to wait until January, a little bit over a month, to get some new music mm-hmm. from you. But also, when can we expect you to see you perform live?
That is a great question. So I'm probably going to start booking more live shows in the spring and summertime. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. So our scene out here in the Southwest region is kind of really pops off in the springtime and the summertime. So that's probably when you'll be seeing me. I did perform at Pot of Gold Festival last year, and so I'm hoping to be able to do that again this year.
Well, you have an open invitation to come to Houston, Texas. We would love for you to come down here in the studio and perform. We really, truly would.
Oh, I would love that. We can definitely chat more about that and making that happen.
No. Now, it's very rare. Anyone that knows me, it's very rare that I get on social media because that's not my thing. I have other people to handle that. I'm not a social media type of guy. And my program director, when she first brought you to my attention, and she said, "Teddy Bear, you're going to love her." I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Can she sing?" "No, she can sing, Teddy Bear." I said, "Okay, let me hear for myself." And I said, "Wow, she actually has a voice. She can sing. She can really sing." I'm like, "Okay." And she said, "Well, when you get a chance, here are some photos. Here's her Instagram." "Okay, well, I'll check it out when I get a chance." And I said, "Okay." And I had a look. I said, "You are really photogenic. The camera loves you, and you definitely love the camera. My goodness, have you I said wow. I said okay. I said okay, all right, I'm extra thoroughly impressed now. I'm asking that is that have, as far as the music side and also, of course, being a songwriter, have you ever got the itch as far as, number one, doing modeling, possibly doing some television or doing some big screen?
As far as modeling goes, I actually, it's great that you said that it looks like I'm very comfortable in front of the camera because I hate being on camera. It's actually the hardest part about being a musician for me is being on camera. And so, you know, it's taken a lot of work over the last couple of years to get comfortable with that aspect of things. So I don't think I would make the best model because I'm just not, you know, very, you know, loose in front of the camera. I do get very nervous about it. And as far as acting goes, I'm not the best actress, I'm not going to lie, but I would love to do musicals. I grew up doing musicals in high school, so if there was ever any opportunities to be in a musical, I think that would be a great fit for me.
That's refreshing to hear, because, you know, most artists, "Oh, I feel great in front of the camera, it's my home," and it's like, I really don't feel comfortable in front of the camera.
Funny. It's super funny because every time I shoot a video, the director is like, "Okay, you need to take a couple of shots or something to loosen it up a little bit, because you're looking a little too stiff on camera. So no, it's not my forte in any means.
Oh my God. Well, let me ask you, being, I know from the creative process, it's very easy for you to convey your emotions and feelings through your music. Is it much easier to get to know you away from the music side from a personal standpoint, or do you think you keep yourself a little bit more guarded and it's more easier to do it through your music?
I actually think I'm pretty open in both. My musical content's a great way to learn a lot about my relationships and, you know, going out at night, things like that. You know, I have some fun songs too on the album. It's not all heartbreak. So that's a great way to learn about me through that. But if you talk to me in real life, I think I am, you know, I have a lot of different things I'm passionate about, including, you know, like I mentioned, you know, creating kind of a strong environment for women and, you know, I guess social issues in society and politics in that way. And, you know, I'll be pretty open with you about, you know, some of the things that I've gone through and how I want to be able to help other women as well.
If Sam Mira today could get in a time machine and go back 10 years ago, what would you say to the Sam Mira 10 years ago? If you had an opportunity just to sit down and just have a long, serious conversation with her about the journey, about the life, the ups and downs, the pitfalls, what would you say to her?
Well, the first thing I would probably say would be to have a little bit more of a sense of self-worth. I think that, you know, when you're younger and, you know, especially going off and living in the real world and being surrounded by your peers for the first time can be difficult. And, you know, it's hard if you don't have a positive sense of self and your values and the person that you want to be. And it can be very easy to be influenced by other people. So I think the biggest piece of advice I would give myself would be to just be, you know, more comfortable with myself and have a lot of sense of self-worth and, you know, not feel like I have to do certain things or act a certain way to fit in.
It's very challenging, you know, when people lose who they are. I've seen that over the years where artists, you know, I'm afraid to be who I am, because if I'm being true to who I am, other people are going to look at me and think of me in a different manner or look at me in a different manner. And I say that's the lack of being comfortable in one's skin. How long did it take for you to be comfortable in your own skin and say, you know what, pretty much to hell what anybody else thinks, I'm going to do me and I'm going to do my music and I'm going to make sure my music has a message to uplift women? How long did it take you to get in that mode, that frame of mind?
I mean, I think that's something that I'm still working on. I mean, I think it's something that I hope that, you know, I can be working on for probably the rest of my life. I don't think, you know, I'll ever get to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm perfect the way I am and I'm just happy with everyone knowing everything about me.
Okay.
So I think it's definitely a constant struggle. It's like a constant journey. But I think actually this year was probably the first time in my life where I really started to come into my own skin and like really feel like confident about who I was and who I wanted to develop myself to be as an artist. Because as you know, as an artist, you know, with working with so many different people, you can be pushed in so many directions. And it's difficult to really stand your ground on who you want to be and what you want to portray in your music. And I think I've really been able to do that with this release and the release that's coming in January. So I think you guys will really enjoy it.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And speaking of resonate, the worst thing, tell the listeners out there about that particular single, because I love the lyrics, really love the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. That single was interesting. It's actually one of the songs that we wrote more recently. So I think it was only written maybe like a year and a half or so ago. And it is kind of about the idea of being in a relationship that you know is a toxic, terrible environment. And for, you know, whatever reason, you just keep doing it. You keep staying, keep sticking around. And there's almost like a weird, you know, sadistic or masochistic quality about that song. And the production is very dark on it too. So It's kind of just about that.
You say toxic relationships. I think all of us have experienced that at one time or another. And being able to break free from that can be somewhat challenging. I think a lot of it is predicated on fear, not knowing the end result. If I do decide to strike out on my own and in this kind of toxic relationship, am I going to find someone else that's going to love me? Or a lot of times we don't really truly understand what the meaning or definition of love is, because we've never really been truly loved in a very positive, having a really positive, healthy relationship. What have you learned about yourself going through those type of experience and then coming out on the other side?
I think I've learned that it's okay to be alone and it's okay to feel lonely. I think even, you know, people that are surrounded by their friends and their family and their relationships and, you know, like you said, on social media, they may have this certain ideology of their life portrayed. I think even those people feel lonely sometimes. And if you can't be okay with feeling lonely, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to find happiness in life. So I think I've learned to be okay with being lonely sometimes.
All right. So it is written. So it is. We'll be done. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
With some more Sav Era with The Worst Thing here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
What you say?
Talented Sam Era here in the zone of LOTL Radio with the worst thing. And remember, family, the music is available on all platforms, of course, on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. And get all the latest updates. Make sure you follow and support this incredibly gifted artist. That's at Twitter, on twitter.com/ that's Sam Era Music, and also on, of course, on Instagram with the same handle. My queen, it has been an honor to finally get you on the show. The teddy bear got injured a couple of weeks ago, but I'm at full strength, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. This is your home away from home, whatever you need. Please, and I hesitate to let us know, and I am looking forward to this new album in January. The only thing I ask, when it's ready, send it here so we can debut it here first and put it in rotation. And you better have your lovely self back on the show, because I really want you back on.
Oh, I would definitely love to, definitely. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Much continued success, my love, and many blessings to
Thank
you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
The very talented Sam Era here in the zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness. On a very therapeutic Wednesday afternoon. It's a beautiful thing. I'm feeling kind of nostalgic a little bit. While I got you here safe and sound like Linus's blanket, let's get to some Stop, Look, and Listen. Russell Tompkins Jr., of course, with the Stylistics here in the zone of LOTL.
Listen to your heart and what it's saying, God. Number one. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good, I wish I could get the message over to you.
To take you back just a little bit, Sly and his Family Stone. If you want me to stay here in the zone of LOTO Radio, I want to send out a lot of love to the very talented Sam Era. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us. Remember her two latest singles, of course, Nothing Was the Same and The Worst Thing are available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you follow and support this grassroots movement of music with substance quality. Yes, Lord. You can visit her on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/Sam Era Music. And speaking of music, won't you join the teddy bear? Be back on live on air. Yeah, tomorrow again. My goodness. 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, as we welcome the very talented Sheena Player, Lord have mercy, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her brand new EP, Vulnerable. It's a beautiful thing. And for those who missed the interview today, it's okay. We got you covered. All you have to do is pick up that little lovely app on your telephone and let your fingers do the walking. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play Music Store. Tune in. Just type in LOTL. The Zone, and we got you covered on every aspect. I want everyone to have a funtabulous, or shall I say, funktabulous Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. And remember, as in always, keep it soulful, always here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord, I must say.
Oh.